In a turbulent European session, the U.S. dollar faced renewed pressure, with the dollar index dipping to a 12-day low amid ongoing concerns about the U.S. fiscal outlook before staging a modest recovery. The Reserve Bank of Australia implemented a second 25 basis point rate cut, adopting a surprisingly dovish stance as Governor Bullock revealed discussions of a larger 50 basis point cut and emphasized global uncertainties causing the Australian dollar to weaken against the U.S. dollar. Meanwhile, the ECB's not highlighted a complex array of challenges keeping a potential June rate cut on the table, while the Bank of England's pill cautioned that rapid rate cuts may be premature given persistent wage-driven inflation pressures, describing his vote to hold rates as a temporary pause. The Eurozone reported robust March current account surplus, and in Canada, April inflation data is expected to ease to 1.6% year-on-year, driven by lower energy prices, though tariff effects may push inflation higher from May onward. With minimal U.S. data releases, attention turns to a series of Federal Reserve speakers, including Bostic and Barkin, for further market cues. That's all for now.